Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Social media platforms come and go. Do you remember MySpace? Or like Bebo? Bebo was it for me. That was the big one. And of course, some at the time thought that the same thing would happen to Facebook, that it would just disappear when it was launched. Well, boy, were they wrong. It's recently celebrated its 20th birthday. So to explore the systemic impact that it has had on all facets of our lives, I suppose, and where, you know, it could be going, where it might end up going, I am joined by technology editor with The Independent, Adrian Weckler. Adrian, how are you?
I'm grand, Lottie. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you, Adrian. As you can hear. Now, Bebo, Adrian, yeah. Before we get into Facebook and, you know, the global phenomenon that it is, give us a synopsis, I suppose, of how did it come into existence for anybody who might not know.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, who everybody knows, was a Harvard student, and he hacked into the college system and got everybody's photo and picture, and he put it up on a site called FaceSmash, and it was supposed to be a little bit like, you're too young to remember, there was a site called hotornot.com, and this was a site where you yourself voluntarily uploaded pictures of yourself to be rated by other people publicly.
What?
Right? Yeah, that's right. hotornot.com. It's no longer
going. That sounds horrific.
Well, these were the innocent early days of the internet, you see, and people,
okay.
And there's always going to be somebody who likes the idea of someone else telling them they look fabulous, right? So that was the idea of that. So anyway, Zuckerberg, he hacked into the systems. He got loads of student pictures, and he put it up on this thing called FaceSmash. Now, within days, it was taken down. There was outrage, etc. But a few months later, he comes back with a second idea, and that is to let loads of students start sort of networking with each other, start seeing who their friends are, start talking about stuff that's going into college. And he called this the Facebook. Okay. Now, it wasn't just him. There were a couple of other people involved as well. Dustin Moskovitz, Chris Hughes, and later on, those two Winklevoss twins, Cameron Tyler, who alleged that he stole the idea, and they ended up settling with him. But that was the origins of the idea. And basically, it started off with just 300 people. He ended up emailing 300 people in Harvard and saying, yeah, I've set this thing up. Do you want to sign up to it? And if you do, you're going to be on the coolest new networking site. And it was a raging success, so much so that it moved then to other colleges, to Stanford and a few of those other colleges. And it wasn't until about a year, year and a half later that it was opened up to everybody. And then it just went like wildfire.
But what was it, though, that made it go like wildfire? Like it across the globe, it's like lightning.
I know. But like, you know, come on. We all know the answer to that. People love to see what other people are doing. They love to see who their friends are. It's the most basic curiosity. And I mean, people also at that time, they didn't really have anywhere other than the likes of Hot or Not to, you know, or Bebo to go on and sort of tell their stories, maybe to show off, maybe to share news or make announcements. You know, people just love doing that. And it's exactly the same today, every morning, every evening, sitting on a bus, waiting on a queue. When you whip out your phone, you're whipping out your social media. And Facebook was really the first one to do it kind of at scale. Now, don't forget, in those days, it was mainly computers. Like, smartphones didn't take off
till the
late 2000s. So,
but you've mentioned the Hot or Not there a few times. Bebo, which was a big one for me. There was also MySpace. Like, a lot of these things fall by the wayside. And, you know, Facebook, where does it figure these days? Like, where does it sit in comparison to all the others at the moment?
Yeah, well, it's by a million miles still the biggest, okay?
Is
so
it?
It is. I mean, you hear every year, Facebook's on the way out. Facebook's not at all. The last quarterly financial results that they just posted, it has just gone through the 3 billion active user.
I'm so surprised to hear that.
Well, to be honest, you're probably surprised because, if I may, you know, it does break down by generation, right? So Facebook is kind of the site that is used by everyone over the age of 50, All right. Like,
okay.
like everyone's aunt, everyone's mam, everyone's granny, they're all using Facebook. Now compare that to, say, you know, the 25 to 40 year olds, and for them it's Instagram. That's the main channel.
Yeah,
for
like
them.
I came off Facebook years ago.
Mm. Yeah, but like, can I ask you a very honest question? Did that have anything to do with older family members, parents, or uncles, or aunts, or grandma? You know, going
yes.
on at the same time.
The answer
time?
Is yes.
That was my experience.
My mother joined Facebook, and my initial reaction was, "Well, that's that now."
Yeah, so an awful lot of people, if you're typically between say 25 and 40, it's really Instagram is kind of your home. And if you're under 25, it's TikTok all the way. I mean, you might have an Instagram profile, you might be on Snapchat. Everybody kind of uses WhatsApp, but that's a slightly different thing, but it's TikTok all the way if you're under 25. But if you're older, Facebook is the internet. That's where you go. That's where your local society, other than your WhatsApp social group, that's where they have their page. Maybe your local shop, you know, has something there. That's where you find out who's died, you know.
And I suppose for a certain age group, it could be a very empowering way of keeping people connected and staying in touch with each other.
Mm, yeah. Oh, no question. Look, the internet and social media gets an awful lot of slagging, and rightfully so in many cases. And we've spoken about this quite a few times. On the other hand, you know, there are a lot of cases where older people in particular sometimes can find themselves, you know, isolated. Mm. Maybe someone has passed away. Maybe they're, you know, they're living in an isolated area. To be honest, you know, social media and Facebook to some degree has given them some connection. And so that is the upside of Facebook. Plenty of downsides, but that's the upside.
And I do think because of something like Facebook, the world is a much smaller place. Mm-hmm. Like when I, for example, moved away in my whatever late teens, early 20s, I was desperately, desperately homesick. And at the time, there was no social media. Mm. In comparison, a number of my siblings no longer live in Ireland. And I feel like I know more about them now than I did when they were living around the corner, because I just, their social media is a plethora of what they're getting up to every minute of the day.
I know. And, you know, it's irresistible. It's a basic human connection, a basic human desire to know what the people we're interested in, and even the people we're not interested in, you know, are doing. And I completely, completely identify with what you've just said there. I would have relatives, cousins, step siblings in different countries. And really the only way, because I'm not going to call them every week. So the only way that I get a sense, a flavor, just a peek at what their lives are, what stage they're at, what they're interested in, what's, you know, moving them, what's annoying them. And also an awful lot of annoying pet shots as well. But the only way to do that is through, you know, social media. Now, Facebook, it sort of does that for some of them. For an awful lot of them, it's increasingly a lot of crazy political theories as well. So there's that bad side to it as well.
I think that's actually, that's worth talking about, Adrian, because like 20 years is a long time. So over that space time, there's been, you know, they've had their fair share of legal and ethical issues. So what are some of the bigger controversies?
Well, the big one that most people still sort of talk about is Cambridge Analytica. Now, just for those whose memory is a little bit hazy, Cambridge Analytica was basically, it's a data analytics firm. And in about 8 or 9 years ago, about 10 years ago, Donald Trump's campaign, when he was running for president, remember, it was a very, very heated, febrile time. His campaign essentially used this data analytics firm to drop my phone there. They went in and harvested millions and millions of Facebook profiles.
Yes, I remember this.
Yeah, and they did this to build this huge, big, powerful system to predict and to influence people. So they would surgically go in, find a kind of a social media bubble on Facebook, and then just inject it with certain stuff, some of which was kind of dodgy, to try and rile them up and kind of to move them toward the direction of voting for Donald Trump, right? Now, the problem, so like using social media for elections is not new and it's not even controversial, but the way that they did and the way that Facebook was vulnerable to being manipulated and influenced was a big problem. And we still sort of see that today as well with, you know, what's widely attributed to being Russian misinformation, for example. We have a US election on now. We're already starting to see things like fake AI robocalls pretending to be Joe Biden. You know, we're seeing a lot of misinformation, disinformation. And because Facebook's so big and because its algorithms can sort of be kind of predicted, it's kind of vulnerable to that sort of stuff, right? So that's the biggest sin that we think that it's committed. There's a lot of other stuff about whether or not it should be, you know, around privacy concerns, around whether or not it's kind of snooping on you, whether or not the ads that you're seeing are, you know, as a result of, you know, friends you have or things you like or very personal private things that you might be going through, conversations you're having, and then it's inappropriately going in and then snooping on that. And that's that kind of goes down on your permanent file. Okay. So there's that end of it as well. That's a different end of it. And that's been what it has mostly been in trouble in Europe for. But the Cambridge Analytica stuff, that's, and the misinformation, that's where a lot of the white hot stuff is with Facebook.
But I think even with saying that, and all those things are, you know, some of them are terrifying and they're awful and cannot be justified, I, on the other hand, would still think there's a lot of people out there who it's not over egging it to say that they would claim Facebook changed the world.
Oh, no question. Or certainly was front and centre in contributing to it. I mean, Facebook is kind of the biggest manifestation of the internet era, because we all use the internet. We Google stuff. We, you know, check the weather, we stream stuff on Netflix. That's they're all major things. But the thing that makes us take our phone out of our pocket, like, you know, three times an hour, even when we're doing something else, we punctuate our task by taking our phone out for 60 seconds to give ourselves a break. The thing that we're doing is we're checking social media. And if you're an older person, you're checking Facebook. So it has kind of captured us. It's captured our lives.
Do you see that changing, Adrian? Like, if you had a crystal ball, what's the future for Facebook?
I don't see that basic habit changing now, no. I'd say that one thing about Facebook is, and Mark Zuckerberg, he's a survivor. So, like, Facebook, for example, it bought Instagram for $1 billion about 10 years ago. Everybody was going mad. Oh, you've overpaid. No, you didn't overpay. They paid something like 17 or 18 billion for WhatsApp. You've overpaid? No, they didn't overpay. He's very good at copying features from Snapchat, at like integrating features like Reels, things like that. So the metaverse thing, which was Facebook's big new plan, you know, oh, the metaverse, we're all going to live in the metaverse. That hasn't really come out, but he's kind of quietly pivoted away from that. And now they're investing in AI. So I think Facebook's still going to be very, very strong in a few years to come.
Okay, Adrian, thank you so much for that. It'll be interesting if radio shows will be talking about it in its 30th anniversary in 10 years' time. Just have to wait and see. That was Adrian Weckler, technology editor with The Independent.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.